Give it a minute for everybody to get on. So we're holding entices. We had a problem with entices. What's exactly going on with the Hasra? On the one hand, Taisus on the base says that Taisus discusses the Hezek Shein HaNikar. Taisus asks why, since the Hezek, how can you be Mechayiv him? It's a Hezek Shein HaNikar, and Taisus varies to Nutsum. And Taisus throws out, maybe it is Hezek Shein HaNikar, but B'mezid Yechayiv HaHezek Shein HaNikar. So maybe that's all it is. It's a hezeshen and nicker, but mishum knas yichay. The Taisa says, no, that can't be because here he's not amazed that he's a shagig. So it seems that Taisa holds that he's a shagig in the nezek. On the other hand, Taisa says in Amud Aleph that there was asked that we master him. The Gemara says this astro, and Taisa says the purpose of the astro is that he should be chayy beachrais. The Hasra is that he should be chayim. So, number one, the Nesiva asks, how could he be a shayig if there was a Hasra? The Gemara says, I don't even need to touch them out. The Gemara says there was a Hasra. If there was a Hasra, how can he call him a shayig? So that, he says, not so terrible. Maybe in the Hasra is just the Hachok is a Machresha. When the Bala Tfu is master of the Bala Kerem, he says, Gedor, because your Machresha is going to be mastering some of my Tfu. He doesn't tell him anything about the whole soul to becoming a Nifsa. So in the rest of the Soda, he remains a shogeg, and that's the shittas Ramban is that. Well, that might be the shittas Ramban, but the problem is, but if you're telling me that even after that Soda, he's still a shogeg in the nezek, how can Taisus say that the purpose of that Soda is to make him chayiv in the nezek? If that Soda doesn't make him into a mezid in the nezek, then what sense does it make that he needs the Hasra in order to be chayav for the Nesek? If Taisus would have said, like the Ramban, that he needs the Hasra because otherwise it's not Kiddush, I don't see the Nichus in the Krayim, so that would be fine. You need to tell him that the whole Geder is, that nobody else is responsible for the Geder, nobody else is going to help him be Geder. You know, don't wait for anybody else, you know, if you can't rely. If the whole purpose of the Hasra is for the Balatfuot, to say to the Balakarim, on me you can't rely. So Mele, when he's not Geider, that shows any Chusa. So that would be fine. That's the Shittas Ramban. But Taisus holds, no, that's not what the Hasra is for. Apparently the Kiddush is regardless. The Hasra is for the Chiyuv Achrayus. So the Ramban calls Taisus that the purpose of the Hasra is to make him amazing in Garmi. But Lefi Taisus, he's not amazing in Garmi. He's not amazing in the Hezek. He doesn't know that there's going to be a Hezek. When it comes to Hezek, Taisus befairs that he's a Shagin. So if he's a shogeg and Hezek Shem Nikar, he's a shogeg and Garmi. It's the same thing. He doesn't know there's going to be a Hezek. So then what's the Hasra accomplishing? That was the problem that we left off with in Taisus. So I want to suggest a Mahalach. I'll say first the Vart, and then maybe I'll say a Hasbara. What do I mean? The Vart that I want to say is that Taisus holds the purpose of the Hasra is not to make him into a mazed. Even after the Hasra, he remains a shayug in the nest. He doesn't know that the Sod is going to be nest. The purpose of the Hasra is to tell him that he's the one the purpose of the Hasra is to for the Bala Tfuah to be tevei from him together. No mention about the hefzer of the Sod. He's tevei him together in the hachokas and hachesha. But the Balatua is Tevei from him together. Only after the Balatua is Tevei him for a Geder, does the not making a Geder become a Maisa Mazik. And you need a Maisa Mazik to be Mechayev Mishum Garmi. If Yad doesn't make a Geder, but nobody was ever Tevei him from a Geder, that's not a Maisa Mazik. The not making a Geder is not a Maisa Mazik. Now that somebody was Tevei him a Geder, and he didn't do it, so now there's a Maisa Mazik. Once you have a ma'aseh mazik, I mean, it's chayiv even b'shogeg. I'll explain what's going on. So, like this. We already saw Taisus and Chabez and Medbez. The Rosh and Chabez and Medbez. They're all done. What's the definition of Gami? And how is Gami different than Grom? Grom of Nizokan, the Gemara says, and all over Shas, that Grom of Nizokan is spot. Gami, like this, and there's a lot of Yishrein and Paskin, like Gami, they were done, Dinah Gami. So what is Demis Rashi in many places in Mashmah that he does not distinguish? Rashi holds Grami and Groma are Ainuach. But most of Yishayim are saying it can't be. Groma, the Gemara says many places, and there's a push up that Groma is not going to support them. And Grami, we know Meir is Machayev, and maybe that's Galoch. Places says that Grami has two requires two things. This is B'Shem Neri, that Garmi, to qualify as Garmi, you need two things. You need that it should be immediate. The Nezik should happen right away. It can't be some delayed reaction that happens after all kinds of machinery goes into motion. But you also need that who asks me also I ask. He has to do the Hezek himself. Well, the Hezek be a dying. Tosis doesn't use the words be a dying, but he has to do the Hezek. It can't be that he caused, he put circumstances into place, but then something else came and did that. He has to do the hezek. Who asked me also hezek? It doesn't spell out. So how does it work by nifetzoy maligador? Where's the who asked me also hezek? The pen fell by itself. Now this is the harivus of client. Everything happens on its own. Where's the who asked me also has? The belt says that his nichusa is who asked me also has it. Because he had the nichusa, so that's what he did the hezek. If his nichusa, because client needs a nichusa, so his nichusa in the Torah is that's called who asked me also has it. Rosh, the nice addresses the question also. We saw the Rosh. The Lush and the Rosh is not mashma that's what he's saying, or certainly not that that's all that he's saying. The Rosh of Lush is they're in Chabez Mabez. They came in the Me'urav Mimoinoi Bimomon Chaveroi Boisrei. Since it's his Momon, his Kfanim, that are Me'urav with the Tvuah. Then it's Yayish Meligdor, and he was Nisiyayish from being Goyder and separating it out. So yeah, it's a Boreas Eka, because the Rosh has a third condition for Gami. That's not our concern right now. That has to be Bar Yezekah. So it's Bar Yezekah. The Choshev Maisa, and it's called a Maisa. It seems in the Rosh, there's some kind of Tzir Fadvarim that it's his Momon, and it was Mishayish Milidna. And since it's his Momon, his Momon by itself does not make it his Maisa. The Shleimer say it's Bryce from Gemara and Baba Kama. The Grammy of your behemoth, your potter. If your behemoth is mazik, the Grammy, your potter. So the fact that his moment is being mazik, that's not enough to be mazik. And anyway, it's not a chiyuv of moment and mazik because we wanted to say it's moment and mazik. Maybe it's not chayvos other mazik. Maybe it's chayvos moment and mazik. My kufanim are being mazik. Some of that is not the kfanim not being mazik. There was a getter, the kfanim weren't doing anything. Now the getter fell down. My failure to be good is with the mazik. But then it's serious over here. It's my moment I'm mazik. It's not my moment. It's not moment I'm mazik. But then it's also my failure to be good there. So my failure to be good there with my moment together, that makes it that is called the mazik. So that means chazbarashtiku. What's the serious over here between the fact that it's his moment and that it's his and his misgayish me like that. If the being is the Aish Melidah is a Maisa, so stop right there. And if that's not a Maisa, so what does it help that it's his Mammon? But it's his Mammon is being Maisa Kali Degami. That goes together. It works together. his mammon, and his failure to be together, that's called that it's called his mice. We mark them something else. The Rama and this Gemara. What the Rebbe's Gemara? The Rama says that you can learn after Magamara Chiddush Din. And if you have a case where one person is chayav to be guided, like let's say Mechitza Sakerim, any kind of case where you have a chuyu, where you have Reuben and Shimon live next to each other, and there's a geder, and Reuben has a chiyuv, and you or some case where Reuben and Shimon live next to each other, and Reuben has a chiyuv to be guided. Let's say there's a fence that it fell down, and Reuben has a chiyuv to be guided. Let's take a look at Achokas HaMachreishos. Reuben is the Baal Ilon. Doesn't look like Reuben is the Baal Ilon, and next to him is the Sada of Tua, and there's a Mechitza, and a few Mechitza fell down, and the Baal Ilon has a Chiyuv to be guided there, and he wasn't guided. And then Ganavim came. It's an open fence. Mechitza Kair L'Ganav. And Ganavim came, and they robbed Shimon's home. There's the Ramah. Reuben is Chayiv to pay. He didn't look at me. But he has at the end, but who's Yisro? But that's the Yisro. The Torah in Kuf Muzayin, he brings this Rama, and he says that the Rosh is Chaylik. The Rosh says, not only is he Potter in this case where he failed to be Gaider, but even if there was a Gaider and he knocked the Gaider down via Dayan. And Ganovim came and stole something from the house. So that would also be potter. That would also be potter. That's not a gami, that's a grum. In other words, the Ramah is a double chiddush. The Ramah holds that if you, and the emes of this, the Ramah she talks to, because the Torah itself in Simon Shin Tzadik Vov brings a Ramah that if somebody knocked down a fence, and because he knocked down the fence, the person's sheep that were inside the fence escaped. So he's chayav to pay for the sheep. In other words, there's a machlekes the Rosh and the Ramah, where you knock down a fence, and as a result of you knocking down the fence, a damage happens. The sheep escape. The ganavim break in. The Rosh holds that's still not gami. And I understand why it's not gami, because you didn't do, at the end of the day, you facilitated the hezek. But you didn't do the nezik. The nezik was done by the ganovim. The nezik was done afterwards when the sheep ran out. The breaking of the fence, that's not the maisa nezik. That causes the maisa nezik afterwards to happen. It's not a maisa nezik. Kids, the Rosh holds breaking the fence is not called the maisa nezik on the level of gami. And the Ramah holds that it is. The Ramah holds that breaking the fence and therefore ganovim go in, that's called gami. That's kiddush number one in the Ramah. And then there's a second chiddush in the Ramah that the Ramah takes out of a Gemara that not only if you broke down the fence via dayim, but even if you just failed to be good to the fence, that's also called mechayev yoskami. So it's like two separate chiddushim, one on top of the other. The Rosh is chaylik on the first chiddush, so maybe you never even get to the second chiddush. The Rosh doesn't think that's called gami even if you knocked it down via dayim. Malachas kama if you just. So there's two things going on. First of all, this is the issue. If you knock down the fence, the Rosh doesn't think that that's, and Ganovim break in, or the sheep break out, the Rosh doesn't think that that's even Garmi. Because it's not a Maisa Masi B'Yadayim, and it's not simultaneous. Also, that's another, we have two Tzorim. It's three Tzorim. The Rosh had three Tzorim. You did a Maisa B'Yadayim, it has to be Bari Hazeka, and it has to be Miyad. Well, here it's not Bari Hazeka, it's not Miyad, and Pshuta is not even a Maisa B'Yadayim. I mean, the mice breaking down the fence is not the mice, is not the hezek. The hezek is the break, is the ganov and breaking in. But it certainly doesn't meet the other two criteria. So there's some achlekes here in Gami. Apparently, the Ramah has different criteria for Gami. He doesn't seem to need miyad. He doesn't seem to need bar hezeko. And maybe it does require mice, but if you break down the fence, maybe that's the mice. But that's a topic in its own right. What's the Ramah sheet and din of the gamis? That I'm not going to get into. I mean, that I don't know. Somebody has to work out. That's so much. What's the Ramah sheet and din of the gamis? Why does Ramah think that if he broke down the fence, it's called the gami? I mean, clearly he holds that breaking down the fence is a ma'aseh mazik. But it's not Bori Hazeka and it's not Miyad. Fine. So the Rosh apparently doesn't have those those requirements. He doesn't need Borei Zeik, he doesn't need... So he holds that breaking down the fence is enough Maisa Masik that could be Chayim even Din Rigani. And the Rosh is Chayla, because you have all these other criteria that doesn't need. But I want to focus on the second Chiddush in the Ramah. But the Ramah said that the Ramah holds that not only if he broke down the fence and got him, got in, is that called the Masik of Maisa Masik of Gami? But even if he just failed to be Gaider, the failure to be Gaider is also called the Maisa Masik. So there we could ask, where's the Maisa Masik? I mean, if there's a requirement that you need a Maisa Masik, like I mean, you need some kind of every Masik, or you need a Maisa Masik. Where's the Maisa Masik and the failure to be good? And here you can't say, Moshe, when we're talking about by the hefset of the of Klayim, so I said that maybe, you know, maybe it's a possibility, the Olam says, that the Nichusa is the Maisa Masik. The failure to be greater is not the Maisa Masik. The Rishayim say in Chavalik, you need a Maisa Masik of Gam. You need, who also has it? By crying wisdom, who also has it? So I said, the Vel says, it's not so much when the Rosh Bam is that way, but the Vel says the Nichusa is the Maisa Masik. In the Ramah, that's not tenable, because Ganovim don't need my Nichusa. If I'm not going there and the Ganovim came, it has nothing to do with my Nichusa. Ganovim don't care if I like it or not. So and there's no nichus in play over there. And yet it's called the Maisa Masik. Apparently the Ramah holds that the failure to be Goyder, since I have a Chiv to be Goyder, the failure to be Goyder is called the Maisa Masik. That's one thing I want to take out of this Ramah. Number one, is that the failure to be Goyder is a Maisa Masik. Since he has a chiyuv to be goyder and he's not goyder, that's called the ma'aseh mazik. It's called the ma'aseh mazik of gamim. Now the Ramah adds, but only if there was asra. The rule she is true, by the case of the ganov, you need asra. Why do you need asra? Obviously, he took it out of the Gemara. His needing asra comes from the Gemara that you need asra. He also learns that the asra over here is for the chiyuv achayis. So just like by Klai, you need Asra for the Chiyav HaKrayis. So in his case, also, the Ganovim need Asra for the Chiyav HaKrayis. What's that Asra doing exactly? It's not Asra for Kiddush like the Ramban. We're not talking about Kiddush, we're talking about Ganovim. It must be Asra for the Chiyav Masik. Without Asra, there's no Chiyav Masik. So maybe the Pshat is that he should be a Mesid. Like the Ramban B'Shem places. Maybe he holds that Garmi has only been Mesid. Maybe you have to give him Asra. Maybe you have to be mastering that he should be a mazid. You're not mastering that Ganovim are going to come. The Ramah doesn't say, the Ramah doesn't mean you have to be mastering that Ganovim might come. He says if you have a chiyuv to be goyder, so you have to be mastering this chiyuv to be goyder. And if he fails to be goyder, so then when Ganovim come, he's chayv. I don't think it's not mastering the Ramah that he means. But you have to be master, you should know, you have to build a gedder, and if you don't build a gedder, if Ganovim come, you're going to have to pay. Yeah. So, that's not the Poshim Shem. So it's not Asura to make him into a mason. Maybe he doesn't need to be a mason, or maybe it's a Poshim that he's a mason. Maybe there's nobody else, everybody knows Ganovim could come. It's not Asura to make him into a mason. But what exactly is the, so why need Asura? I think the pshat is you need Asra because without Asra it's not a Maisa Masik. The failure to be Goyder, if nobody told them to be Goyder, is not a Maisa Masik. There's different ways that you can be mas with that. Maybe Stamase, it's more like a Kumba essay if there was Asra. Stam, if he was, nobody ever told him that he should, nobody yelled at him, so maybe it's not called a Maisa Masik. But I think it's more pashut even than that. Why is the failure to be goyder a Maisa Masik? Because you have a chiyuv to be goyder and you're not being goyder. You have a chiyuv to be goyder and you're not doing your chiyuv to be goyder. The balatua mantu you should be guided. The balatua is tevei of the balakarim you should be guided. The man is to be today. The balatua is mantu the balakarim you should be tevei. And when the balakarim refuses to be when the balakarim refuses to be guided, so that's called a maisa mazik. The balakarim is thereby doing the maisa hezik to the balatua. I mean, it's like he's knocking down the fence. Since the Balatua told him to be Gaida, and he wasn't Gaida, so it's like he knocks down the fence. Here's the Kudah here. Let's take a regular case of Achokas Nisachim. You have two people, Shainim, and one guy is Mazik the other. Let's say he has an Elon, and it's Somo Chlubayi Shulchadayi, and he needs to be Mach. He needs to put up a fence. He doesn't put up a fence, or needs to be Machik. When does that Chiyuv of HaChokos start? The minute he puts down the Ilah? Or does Shimon have to be Tevei him to be Machik? I'm not really sure in that entire. When do I become Chayev? I want to build a bar and some of the bar shall have it. I need to do things. I need to be machik and I need to be sad besit and so on. Well, that's because he's not going to have it in Le'achma. When do I get that chiv? Is that a chiv that I have even before anybody, before Shimon says to me that I have to be machik? Or does it need Shimon to be tevei me that I should be machik? I think it could very well be. I'm by myself not 100% sure. I think it could very well be. If Shim is not Tevea, then he's not Chaya. Because if Shimon doesn't care, then Reuven's not Mechuyev to be Machik. Reuven's Mechuyev to be Machik because Shimon cares. Shimon wants a Kaisel. Shimon wants a Achok. If Shimon's Tevea Achok, then Reuven's Mechuyev to be Machik. I mean, that's for sure. Shimon certainly has the right. Shimon could certainly give him the right to stay there. But I'm not talking about that. That's a double portion. Shimon could certainly sell him the right to stay there. Or give him Matana the right to stay there. And if Shimon is Shaisik, then maybe Shimon holds that automatically gives him the right to stay there. I'm not, fine, that's a different thing. I'm saying Shimon is not going to be Shaisik. But when does the chiyuv start? Does the chiyuv start when Shimon is Tevayim or the chiyuv is already before? I think it's very shayach that the chiyuv is when Shimon is Tevayim. Because if Shimon doesn't care, then why if he has no chiyuv Achok? So here, there's a chiyuv here to be machik, to build a kaisel as Achok as a machesh. But if Shimon is not Tevayit, if the Balatvur, Shimon is the Balatvur, if the Shimon, the Balatvua, is not Tevea from the Balakarim that he should put up a wall, then he doesn't have a Chiyuv to put up a wall. Shimon's Tevea, Shimon's Hasra, is what creates the Chiyuv Anuvin to build a wall. But it's only after Shimon is Tevea, after the Balatvua is Tevea, the wall, then the failure to comply, that the Ramah tells me, that's like you broke down the wall. That's called the Maisa Masik. Because now you have a Chiyuv to build a wall and now you're refusing. The main thing that I want to take out of this Ramah is, like, you see in the Ramah that not being goyder is a maisa mat. Nothing to do with nichusot. By ganovim, there's no nichusot. And nothing to do with hazodah, because we're not telling you that ganovim are going to come. We're not being master him that mishum ganovim. The Ramah holds, the failure to build the wall is like breaking the wall. It's a maisa mat. But only on condition there was hasra. So I want to take out of the Ramah that you need a hasra to make it into a maisa mat. Without a ma'isa mazik, it's gomah, but it's at best gomah b'yalma, but it's not a ma'isa mazik. Not a ma'isa mazik of gami. I could say it in two nuschos. I could say it in the nusuch, that even if he has a chiyuv to build a wall, but kol zman there was no concrete trigger. So when he said build a wall, and he said no, that's not called a ma'isa. He has a chiyuv, theoretically he has a chiyuv to build a wall, but he's fadremel, he's dreaming, he's not thinking about it. So that's not called a maisa mazik. A maisa mazik, you have to have some trigger. Somebody told him to build a wall and he said, no, that's a maisa mazik. That's nusach number one. I'm saying, maybe nusach number two, until somebody tells him to build a wall, maybe he really doesn't even have a chiyuv to build a wall. because it's a tviyas achalkas nizokin is only when somebody's tveya the achalkas nizokin. Until somebody's tveya the achalkas nizokin, he's not mechuyav to be machir. But l'inyanenu, the takeaway is that you need the hasra makes it that breaking down the wall is a ma'aseh masir. Now, the Rosh is chaylik on the Ramah. Who brings that the Rosh is chaylik on this bit of the Ramah, the Ganavim? But it could be that to this Nakuda, that not listening to Asher and failing to be going to the wall is like breaking the wall down by Yadayim, the Rosh might agree. The Rosh might agree that failure to be going there, when somebody told you to be goyder and you refused to be goyder, the Rosh might agree that that's called the Maisa of breaking down the wall. The reason why the Rosh is Cholik and the Ramah is because the Rosh holds, as the Torah says B'Shem the Rosh, that even if you break the wall, be a daim yipoter. Because, yes, even if you did break the wall down, but it's not simultaneous, and it's not Bari Hazeka, and there's other reasons why, even if you break the wall down, be a daim, and Ganovim come, the Rosh holds that that's not called Gamin. Not because breaking down the wall wasn't a Maisa. Your mamash broke down the wall. But because breaking down the wall doesn't make you chayav for the Ganovim coming later. Again, because either it's Boreh, A, it's not Boreh Zeka, B, it's not Miyad. Maybe it's not even enough to be called the Maisa Mazik, because the Maisa was to break the wall. That's not the Maisa Mazik. You know, the Ganovim are doing the Maisa Mazik. So maybe it's not even the Maisa Mazik. So on all two and maybe three counts, the Rosh doesn't agree to that part of the Ramah. He doesn't think the Ganovim, that you become a choy for the Ganovim. You know, the Ganovim don't belong to you just because you broke the wall. But in this Nakuda, that failure to be goyder is like breaking down the wall, the Rosh might very well agree. If that's so, then maybe we have a Pesach to understand better the Rosh of Chaf Aleph Mubeis, where the Rosh explains by Mechitzas HaKerem, why is it called Gami? Where's the why is this called Gami? So the Rosh said, this is like a tziruf. Because he wasn't going there, and it's his mom and Hamazik. So but tziruf, the two things together, it's called Gami. And we didn't know, what's the alchemy over here that these two things are missed out? I wasn't going there, and it's my kfan. So maybe what he means like this. He's saying, number one, since you weren't good there, it was Hasra, and you refused, and you weren't good there, so it's like you broke down the wall. That part's like the Ramah. Since you were not good there, they were master you, and you were not good there, so it's like you did a Maisa to break down the wall. But that by itself is not enough, because the Rosh L'Shitotzi holds that even if you broke down the wall, and Ganovim came in, But the Ganovim have nothing to do with you. It's not Miyad. And maybe even besides the fact that it's not Bari Zeka, and besides the fact that it's not Miyad, could be the Rosh holds that the Ganovim of it's not called you're doing the Ezek, because you did the Maisa breaking down the wall, but the breaking down the wall does not make the Ganovim at the end of the day are the ones who then come in and they do the Hezek. So it's the Maisa Masik of the Ganovim. You did a Maisa to allow the Ganovim in. But then the Ganovim went in and did the Maisa Masik. So that's not Mayuchas to you. So the Mela, it still doesn't count as Gami. So therefore the Rosh has to add, it's not enough that you broke down the wall, or that you failed to be Goyda, which is like breaking down the wall. You need that in addition, the Ganovim should belong to you. We need in addition that it's my Gefanim. The my Gefanim then, and here it's Takaboy Ezeka and it's Miyad. My Gefanim right away asked it's for Mishum Klayim. Because it's my mom and Amazik. No, it's Be'etzim, my mom and Amazik is Mechayim. That's always true. My mom and Amazik, generally speaking, is Mechayim. Except that the Grammy of my mom and Amazik is not Mechayim. If my cow is Mazik the Grammy, I'm not Mechayim. But here, I did the Maisa of Grammy. I did the Maisa Mazik of breaking down the wall. So I did do the Maisa Mazik of breaking down the wall. And here you can't say, yeah, but what are they going to have to do with me? The Gefanim have everything to do with me because they're my Gefanim. So it's my mom and Amazik. But it's not, but if it was only my Gefanim, if it was only my Gefanim, the wall broke down, nobody was mastering me, I was not around, just it happens to be my Gefanim. So that's my moment of Mazik, it's my moment of Mazik being Mazik Ali Degami. Because the wall fell down, the Gefanim with the Chachil were there with Beheter, then the wall fell down. But it's not even Gami, it's not, that's not how my, I need to do a Maisa Mazik. So I need to do the maaseh breaking down the wall. When I do the maaseh breaking down the wall, so then you have my maaseh masik, but you need breaking down the wall. Well, you have my maaseh. What makes it a maaseh masik? What makes it a maaseh masik is because as a result of breaking down the wall, my mom and then is masik. That's more or less the same. Yeah, I don't know all the way down if I exactly, have all of the pieces in place over here. But akapanim, that's the direction. In the Rosh doesn't say anything about nichus. Like I said before, the Olam says the pshat in the Rosh is the nichus is the mice. The nichus is not the mice. The Rosh doesn't say a word about nichus. The breaking down the wall is the mice. But here, I hear he didn't break down the wall be a dayan. But since they were master him, and he said no, that's called that he broke down be a dayan. That much I saw. That I saw in the Ramah. And the Rosh could be masking. The Rosh is only chaylik in the Ramah because he's also even if you did break down the wall, but the ganovim have no shaychus to you. But here it's your gefanim, it's your mamon hamazik. If you break down the wall and then your mom and a mazik as a result, miyad and bori azeka is mazik, so then you're chayim. Then you're chayim dina d'gamim. Awesome. Then it's very good taisus. This is the main thing I want to come back to. And now I think I have a pashut in halach and taisus. Taisus holds. Taisa says you need a hasra because without a hasra, he's not chayv and achayis. So what is that doing? Why do you need a hasra in order to make him chayv and achayis? So the Ramban quoted Taisa because he needs to be amazing in Garmi. Well, he said that's not because of his base. Taisa is base clearly he's not amazing in Garmi. He's a shaygig. In Hezek, Shanik is a shaygig. He's a shaygig in the Hezek. He doesn't know that the sod is going to be nizik. Doesn't call him that the sod is going to be nizik. Just because he refused to make a fence for achrokas and machresh. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Taisum the base says, why not? It's hezek shenikr. So Taisum, no, it's not a hezek shenikr. You see the tarevis, so it's not a hezek shenikr. So you chayiv from b'shegig. What about I gami b'shegig? Apparently Taisus holds like that side of Taisus chafal. That gami is chayiv from b'shegig. So I don't care that you're a shegig. Other mood, then amazing, then shegig. Shegig doesn't matter. So we don't care. You're a shegig, you're chayiv anyway. So if you're chayiv anyway, even though you're a shegig, so what's the point of the asra? Why do you need the Hasra? And apparently the content of the Hasra is not that the field is going to be Nesar. He doesn't know if the field is going to be Nesar. That's why he's a Shogeg. The content of the Hasra is just be goyder for the Achokas HaMachreishu. And yet Taisa says, but if you don't tell him be goyder for the Achokas HaMachreishu, then he's not Chayv and Achreis for the rest of the field. Why do you need the Hasra to be goyder? What does the Hasra to be goyder have to do with being Chayv and Achreis for the rest of the field? The Peretz is, because we want to be mechayiv and dina degami, and dina degami has to be who also maisa, like Taisus and Chafal. You have to do a maisa hezek. Where's the maisa hezek? Failure to be going to. Why is that a maisa hezek? Why is that a maisa hezek? Just tell you. Again, first of all, because Sam, there's no trigger. Maybe Sam is just sleeping. It's not called the maisa hezek. And number two, maybe he's talking not chayiv to be going there because if nobody was teveim, if nobody's teveim achokas nizokin, maybe he's not chayiv to be marchik. So if he's not chayiv to be marchik. He's not chayiv to be marchik mitzad hilkos shcheinim because nobody was tevei from marchokas nizokin. Then why is he a mazik? So the Yerpatay says no. You have to have asra. That means that Shimon was teveiim to be marchik. The Balatru was teveiim to be marchik. Now he has a chiyuv mitzad achokas nizokin to be marchik. Once you have a chiyuv mitzad achokas nizokin to be marchik, and you're not marchik, or you don't build a kaisel, so that's like you broke the wall down by a dime. Now you become a mazik. Once you're a mazik, you're chayiv and the rest of hezek, like the Rosh explained, because it's miyad and it's bari hezekah and it's my mom and I'm mazik and so on. So that's it's. The Ramah would say even for ganovim you're chayiv. I don't know what Tosfos hold about ganovim, but a component for the things at hand. Here we don't have to come out to ganovim. Here it's your mom and a mazik, the mazik miyad, the bari hezekah. But you need a maisa mazik. Where's the maisa mazik? The maisa mazik is that where they were teveyah to be goyder and you weren't goyder. But if they were teveyah to be goyder, then there's no maisa mazik, so there's no machayiv. We need to end one kreish. I mean, there's a lot of pieces here, but we need to end one kreish. Even if they're not tevayim to be goyder, he has to be goyder because of the issue, because of Hilchos Klai. He's going to be over an issue Klai. So he does have to be, even if nobody told him to be goyder, he has to be goyder inside Hilchos Klai. But the fact that he has to be goyder inside Hilchos Klai is not enough to make him into a mazik. Because that's not a chiyuv to Shimon. That's a chiyuv. If he has klapei shmaya, it's a chiyuv. He has to be goydun. In fact, he has to be goydun klapei shmaya that he shouldn't be over in this klayim. It's not enough to make him a mazik klapei shimon. He has to have a chiyuv to shimon to be goydun. Shimon was today a chiyuv that when he has a chiyuv to shimon to be goydun, and he doesn't do it, then it's called that he did ma'aseh mazik klapei shimon, and then he can be chayav for anything that results. Even things that he didn't think about, because shayv, I don't care, so he's a shayv, so what? Bring up this last point. What would be a case? Somebody had to be going there, not because Shimon was to their chokas, nothing with that chokas nizokin. There's no chokas nizokin, there's no machresh, there's no anything. Two people have a field of different kinds of zerum. This guy has a wheat field, this guy has a barley field. So there's no achokas and machresha, but this client, it's just a regular, it's a client, two different kinds of zerum. And there's a fence, and the fence falls down. So they have to be good there. Avslucha's client, they have to be good there. I mean, they both have to be good there. Some not one more than the other, they both have to be good there. So let's say somebody, they weren't good there, and then Ganovim came. So loyal al-adas, even according to Ramah, that he would be chai. The fact that he wasn't good there, that was an aveir in Yeridea. He did an aveir copy of the Rebbeinu Shlom that he wasn't good there. It's not called that he did anything to the other fellow. Because in copy of the other fellow, there's no chiyuv achokas mizoklavi. They're both on the same level. So that's not going to become a ma'aseh mazik. So even copy the hezek of the klayim itself, the hezek that's called by the klayim itself, the fact that Reuven has to be good to take off this klayim doesn't make him a mazik klape shimon. What makes him a mazik klape shimon is that Shimon was teveyah from achokas hamachresh. If Shimon is teveyah from achokas hamachresh and he doesn't do it, then it's like he went be a diamond, he broke the wall down. And if you go be a diamond, break the wall down, then it's another posture that any klayim that results you chayim. Even if you don't know, but it's a klayim, doesn't matter. Other mamazik is chayim, even b'meizik, even b'shoigim.
But the answer of klayim isn't only klapei shmaya, if it's
going to
answer his
tefuah
also.
You're right, but on that level, they're equal. Was, for that, he's not the mazik to Shimon, because they're just mazik each other. What makes him...
One thing, the Ramban explains the reason why the Balakarim has to, because it's going to be his gefanim that go and answer everything.
Tyson tells that the reason why the Balakarim is the mazik is because he has the chiyav achokas and machresh. So he's the one who has to be good.
Right.
That was what we were saying the whole time. That was like we said in Rashi. He's the mazik because he has the chiv to be good as a chokas amachareisha. But he only has a chiv to be good as a chokas amachareisha if somebody was teveyim. If nobody was teveyim, then he has no chiv a chokas amachareisha. And it's certainly not a mazik. So LMI, client. Fine. As far as client is concerned, they're both client. As far as client is concerned, it's two people who have an issa client. They're both going to be nifsad, but he's not a mazik klapei Shimon. He's not a mazik klapei the balat fool. What makes him a mazik klapei the balat fool is that he broke the fence. What makes it that he broke the fence is because he's the one who had to be goyder. Why did he have to be goyder? Only because of a chalkas and machresha. So for that, I need it. Shimon should be tevei. I want to say the whole word in shorthand. There's a lot of pieces here, not every piece. Some of the pieces, there's different ways to say, but the kitz and nimitz, the vargas, that it comes out, it's a third reason why you need Hasra. We had so far the reason why you need Hasra, the Ramban's reason. You need Hasra because otherwise it's not Kiddush. I don't see Nichus. We saw in another Svar, the Ramban says, B'Shem Taisis, that you need Hasra because otherwise you're not amazed in the Nezek, and Garmi is only Chayav amazed. Taisis, I'm saying this, the third Shittu, that the reason why you need Hasra is that without Hasra, not being goyder is not a ma'aseh mazik, and for Garmi, you need a ma'aseh mazik. Without the hasra, it's not a ma'aseh mazik. So I'm saying two as there. First of all, could stam be some kind of metaphysical asbar? That just being passive totally without a trigger is not called a ma'aseh. You need a trigger to make it into a ma'aseh. And I think even better, or simpler anyway, is that, less metaphysical, is that If Shimon is not tevei him, then he's not going to have a chiyuv to be good. The chiyuv achokas mizokin is when the fellow is tevei from you achokas mizokin. So he's tevei. You have no such chiyuv. So Reuven's chiyuv to be good only starts when his chiyuv in ichus shchenim. He has a chiyuv to be good in ichus klayim, but that doesn't make him into a mazik. His chiyuv in ichus shchenim to be good is only when Shimon is tevei from him together. Then already, then it becomes a ma'ase mazik. And Shimon doesn't have to say anything about the field. He just has to say you have to be good for achokas amachreisha. Now, not being goyder, that's called once you know that you have to be goyder because of achokas and machresha, then not being goyder is like you broke down the fence. And once you broke down the fence, then you chayiv even for things you couldn't have foreseen. And maybe even ganovim according to the Ramah. Fine. That probably touches the hole because it's not bori and it's not miyad. But akapanim, you see the principle that not being goyder is called when there's asra, not being goyder is a ma'aseh mazik.
But here the second
halachah in Tosfos is that you don't need hu atzmei osa hezek. It's just a grumma with a yeah nechadami. Currently the PM you don't need a meisim and hezek because even it's really a kind of grumma.
Isn't Tosfos reject the first sentence?
I don't know. I don't know that he's hiding with the Rizva. He brings the Ri and then brings the Rizva.
Doesn't there a kasha of the Ri?
And Tia Satami. He would tell, but it doesn't matter. If he has the Ri sheet, then he has the Rizva sheet. That could be going here with the
Rizva. The Ri is also the Ri. He can communicate with the text and goes back to the Ri.
Big one out the answer about the comes to the pattern of the reading of the angels.
Right.
That's right. So it's the re-talking.
But if it's the theory, the whole reason why the Ramban ever said that Tosos would hold that. If the children program is popular, it was only because it's only a class, it's their bond. Did we ever need to say that in the read? As it could be for the read that grammar is tied to their rosa. If they can't mention that,
then even better.
So, that, but then we wouldn't necessarily need to come on to that the point of the hasra would be just like their bond in the case of Micha.
No, you still need hasra because it's even if a grammar is their isa, but it's only a grammar if you did a maisa.
But we could just say like their bond and just say that for the sake of killing.
Yeah, but Tosis doesn't say this for Klaim, he says it's for the Achayas. That's the problem. Tosis says Beferish, that Tosis Lamadal, Jem the Ri, says Beferish that the reason for the Asura is because otherwise it's Achayim and Achayas. It doesn't say it, so that's the steer in Tosis. So somehow the Asura makes him Chayim and Achayas, but it doesn't make him into a Mezid. That's the quandary. That's good. You need the Asura to make it a Maisa Mazik. If I had to choose one thing over here that needs further that I liked that I would like to understand better, it's the exact seer fadvarim in the rosh between I did a maisa mazik of breaking down together and it's my mum and a mazik, so it's not like the ganavim. That I feel like I don't understand exactly. Is it mum and a mazik at the end of the day? Is it adam a mazik? Is it some kind of hybrid of adam a mazik with mum and a mazik? Like that I don't feel that I really understand so well. I just wanted from that rosh. That it's, you see, they're not going to say a word about Nichusa. What makes it a Maisa today is not Nichusa. The not being Goyder makes it Maisa today. And that's very similar to what you see in the Ramah. Even by Ganovim, it's called Chaya. But the Rosh have to add the piece about Mom and Amazik because otherwise it would be like Ganovim. You know, you could break down the fence, be a Dayim, but the Ganovim is still nothing. It's still not your, so to speak, it's not your Ganovim. It's still not called your Maisa Amazik. You broke down the fence, but the breaking down the fence is not the Amazik. The mazik is the ganovim. So I need, I have the gefanim, and then when I break down the fence, so because it's my gefanim, so my breaking down the fence becomes my maisa mazik. So exactly how that works together still needs to not 100% clear. That is it. Yeah, a little bit back there. Nobody's going to lunch anyway, so. I want to do the Tosfos of Chaya Mecher Yusei. Tosfos says, Tosfos is a problem. I forgot the Hezek Shem and Nikol Eishmei Hezek. Tosfos is a child. Why is Chayim Chayev? Why is he Chayev for making the sort of Chayim? It's a Hezek Shem and Nikol. You can't look at the tour and see that it's fine. So that's like the timing, the damea. Taisa said, Nira Luri, the high choshev hezek nika. She niku shuklaim, shiroya hakafanim basodim. Taisa says, the Rish says, that's called hezek nika. Even though if I look at the kernel of wheat, I can't tell what it's klaim. But if I look at the kernel of wheat, b'shas maisi, when the hezek is happening, in the context of the whole, if I frame it out, and I look at the whole context, then I can see there's a taribus. So that's called, even though later on I can't see that it's a Dorban Nizik, but right now, B'shas Hezek, I can see that there's a Tarevis. That makes it into a Hezek Nik. So Pesvis, Umetame, Afabi Shiroya Sheretz al Tires. So I want to say the same thing by Metame. Metame is one of the cases of Hezek Shen Nikr. You see the Sheretz on top of the Tires. That's the regular case of Metame. How you Metame is, you put a Sheretz on top of his Paris. So you see the Sheretz on top of the Paris. It's also Hezek Nik. Maybe not tomorrow when you take the Paris away, but tomorrow when you take the Tfu away, it's also not going to be Nikah. Apparently, it's enough that I see B'shas HaHezek. I see that there's a Tarevis. So B'shas HaHezek, I see there's a Sheret. The Paisa says, no, B'choshev HaHezek Nikah. The Mir Dei Em Huchshu. Who knows if the Paris, you don't see that the Paris will Huchshu. In order for the Paris in the Kabbalah Tumah, they have to be Huchshu with Mayim beforehand, or some kind of Mashkin beforehand. The Mail is still called the HaHezek Shein Nikah. You don't see the mayim. So I find myself busy with this taisvus. There's three ingredients. You need it for tumah. You need a sheretz. You need mayim. So I see the sheretz. I don't see the mayim. I missed the following. By klayim, what if you see the tarevus? But there's another ingredient that you still don't see. In order to have klayim, you have to have a tarevus, but there's something else you also need. You need a nichus. So where did anybody see the nichus? So it should still be hezek shen nika. You see the tarevus, you don't see the nichus. Same way, even though you see the sheretz, it's called hezek shen nikr because you don't see the hechsher. So over here, you see the tarevus, but you don't see the nichus. So there's a few tirutzim in Achayim. The Chasam Sefer says, Chasam Sefer, I wasn't so sure clear about the Chasam Sefer, but the Chasam Sefer seems to say that by a sheretz, there's no presumption that there was a hechsher. If I see a sheretz on top of Paris, I have no reason to think a priori that there was a hechsher. So nice, I don't see hechsher. Maybe there was actually, maybe there wasn't. I have no way of knowing. The Chasam Sofer wants to say that by a Tarevis, the presumption is that it's Benichus. You see a farmer, you see a field, and there's Klayim, and there's Kranim, and there's Tua. So you would normally assume it may not be true. But to the onlooker, certainly the presumption is that the immediate assumption is that it's the case of Tarevis with the Nichus. So that school has a Knick. Right? That's a simple Tarevis. Come out of Chiddush. What if there was Takamayim? What if the parents were wet? Mishnah says Tam that I'm a Tami, I'm a Damei, I'm a Nasich. I'm a Zechai, I'm a Shoyi Gipotter, it's a Hezek Shein Nicher. It's not a Chalak. If the parents were wet, the parents were dry. If the parents were wet, then I do see I'm asking a Taisus, not on the Chizun Zayin. If the parents are wet, then L'chayr should be called a Hezek Nicher. That's a very big Chiddush. So Yechalano Leimer, maybe we could say no, but I don't see the nichus. Because by Mayim you also need nichus. The din of hechsher has to be ki yitin dumi d'chiyutan, that the water fell at tzayne. If the parents got wet because they got rained on, but he's not interested, then it's not machshir. It has to be. He doesn't have to do it by a dayan. Then you don't need ki yitin by a dayan, but you need ki yitan dumi d'chiyutan, that the water fell with his nichus. So I don't see the nechusa. So maybe that's the answer. So even if they say wait, but I don't see the nechusa. Yeah, but then why is it different than Klayim? By Klayim, I also don't see the nechusa. By Klayim, it's hezek nikur. Anyway, we can rephrase the whole question. In the case where the parents are wet, is that also called the hezek nikur? It's very hard to believe that that's called the hezek nikur. So why is it hezek shen nikur? So we could say because you don't see the nechusa. But if that's enough, if not seeing the nechusa makes it hezek shen nikur, so by Klayim also I don't see the nechusa. Maybe that's also good. Even though both cases you need nechusa, but by a tarevis of klayim, I see klayim and I see tefua. The presumption is that the bialim were nechusa. Why should I think that there was a fence that fell down and he didn't have a chance to be going there? The presumption is you see a tarevis there was a nechusa. So that's called nikah. When you see wet Paris, there's no presumption that it was nechusa. It got rained on, and who said the bialim were wet? Things Paris get wet, get rained on all the time. That doesn't create a. There's no nechusa. So there. The presumption is that there was not a hefsek. Look at the chasam sofer. Maybe that's the chasam sofer's mahalach. There's a mahalach from the Divrei Yecheskel. It's very interesting. The Divrei Yecheskel wants to say, Yecheskel is a product of Slavodka. It's from the. The Yecheskel wants to say there is a hezek. It isn't. You know where you see the nechusa. You do see the nechusa by klayim. The nechusa is nikar. You know where you see the nechusa in the hasra. Because they were masrim anyway, and because they were masrim, so that makes it nikar that he had a nechusa. And he goes a step further, and he says that's why you need a hasra. Nukshat and Taisus. It was the question that we had in Taisus that you had the master, otherwise Nachayev. Need Astro to Mechayev Menachayev. The Taisus on the base says it is a Shagig. I have Taisus, it is a Shagig. So what's the point of the Astro if he's going to be a Shagig anyway? So I said, oh, Malak, the Ramak, Koma. The Devi Cheskel wants to say, you know why he's Nachayev without an Astro? Nothing to do with anything we talked about. The reason why you need Astro to be Mechayev him is because otherwise it's a Hezek Shem Nikon. Because you don't see the nechusa. And Avol Machshava. The very big chiddush in the Gedarim of Hezek Shen Nikar means it's enough to be Nikar. If I look at what happened yesterday, we've been expanding. Poshpat Hezek Shen Nikar, you look at the thing, you see that it's no good. So we already saw in Taisus, no, it's enough. You can see the Sheretz, or we see the Tarevis. That also is enough to make it nikkur. So we already explained it a little bit. Now the Divrei Yecheskel says it's enough that it's nikkur through things that I saw yesterday. I saw yesterday whether there was asra, so that makes it that it's klayim. Well, I don't know if it's yesterday, but whatever. I see the asra, so maybe when afterwards when he's not going there, I call that makes the nikkus nikkur. So by the case of Matame, the Taish says it's hezek shenikar because I don't know if it was hushim. So that makes it ain't a nikar. Why is it ain't a nikar? If I was there yesterday, I would have seen the water. I could see yesterday that they had water. The case is there was hushim. That's why there was a hezek. The case is that there was a hechsher. But it's hezek she'ain a nikar because you don't see the hechsher. What do you mean? If I was here yesterday, I would have seen the hechsher. Unless Taisus means, yeah, I would have seen the Hechsher, but I wouldn't have seen the Nechusa, because there was no Asra. And the Hechsher, there was no Asra. Yeah, that's very Sosom in Taisus. That's what Taisus means. Here you see the Nechusa, because there was Asra. By Metame, I saw the Hechsher, but I didn't see but there was no Asra for the Hechsher, so the Nechusa of the Hechsher is the Hezishin. That is very Sosom in the Loss of Taisus. These are fancy theories. Rav Chaim said to Teretz, Rav Chaim de Kateretz. Shmuel brings it in the Shiurim Shem Rav Chaim. It's not in the Sefer. It's not in Rav Chaim Sefer. Rav Chaim said that by Klayim, the Nechusa is just a prerequisite for Tanai. You don't have to see the Tanai for it to be Hesek Nikah. By Tumah, the Hechsher is from the Etzem part of the, it's from the Etzem Kabbalah Stuma. It's not a Tnai in the Kabbalah Stuma, but it's from the Etzem, you know, what to call it. It's not just a Tnai in the Kabbalah Stuma, it's from the Iker of the Kabbalah Stuma. If you don't see a Hechsher, you don't see a Kabbalah Stuma. Like Chaim, I see a Tarevis. I don't know if the Tanai of the Nichusa was fulfilled. But Tarevis I see. By Tuma, I could see a Sheretz, and I could see that it's sitting on top of a banana. But if I don't see the Hechsher, then I don't see a Kabbalah Stuma. Chaim is a little bit awesome. But some of the Hasbarin of Chaim is, you know, there's a Gemara in Chulim Kuf Yud Ches. I mean, you know, you deal. The Gemara in Chulim Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara did discussing, it wants to learn out halachas from Tumas Kalim to Tumas Eichon. From Tumas Eichon to Tumas Kalim. Wants to learn the din of Yad. Yad, and Kari have a concept of a Yad, that the stem of the fruit is Melech the Tumah. So he wants to learn out the concept of Yad from Eichon to Kalim. So the Gemara says, no, you can't learn it out because Mala Kalim, Mala Eichlin, Eichlin have a Chumrah, Kula, I guess, Eichlin have a Kula that they need Hechsher. And Kalim don't need Hechsher. So you can't learn out Kalim from Eichlin. Right, Eichlin from Kalim. I don't remember exactly what's together, but it's more or less to say Eichlin are different than Kalim. You can't learn out one from the other because Eichlin have a certain Kula that they don't become Tommy without Hechsher. And Kalim don't need Hechsher. If you have a pot and it was never wet, it's still Mekabel Tuma. So you might say, no, that's not a difference. Because Kalim, Peiris rather, that are not Hechsher, are like Kalim that were not Nigmar Malachtam. So you do have something that's analogous. Like Kalim, if it's not Nigmar Malachtam, it's not a Kli. So that's analogous to the idea to the fact that Eichlin have to have Hechsher. See from that Gemara, that the Gemara understood that the idea of Hechsher is not Stam it is a Jairus HaKosov, but the idea behind Hechsher is that the Hechsher is the Gemara Malach of the Pri, it's not an Eichel until it has the Hechsher. The Chinuch says, some coming from that Gemara, that the idea is because it's a derech to wash fruit before you eat them. So until it was washed, it's not called that it's food. It's not ready to eat until it's washed. It comes out like this, that if you have a Pri, and you don't know if it was Hechsher, but it's not time you don't know if some condition of Kabbalah Stuma was fulfilled. You don't know if it's an Eichel. Because a banana that wasn't washed is not an Eichel. It only becomes an Eichel. The Gemara Melacha of food is when you wash it, when you machshir it. So until you see the Gemara Melacha, you don't know if you have an Eichel. Maybe you have a Pri, but it's not an Eichel. So it's not Tumas Eichel. So if you see a sheretz on top of a banana, but I don't know if the banana was washed, that means I don't know if the banana is an oichel, then I don't know if I saw over here, if I'm seeing over here, tumas oichel. It's like I don't know if the banana is plastic or real. Maybe it's a plastic banana. So if I don't have a way to know if it's a plastic banana, then in a way I didn't really see tumas oichel happen. See, here also, I don't know if this is tumas oichel. So that's not a condition. That's fundamental. It's like I see if I see a sheretz on top of a kli, but I don't know if it's really a kli. Maybe it's not a kli, so that lacks in the, or if the kli was in some kind of way that wasn't nicker, if it's a kli or not, so that would be fundamental. So that's how I see that the kli was nitma, but I don't know if the condition was fulfilled. I don't know if there's too much kalim here. Now shenkin klaim is tarevis. Tarevis is tarevis. There's a tamar. You have to have an ichus. That's the klaim's tarevis. Yeah.
Why should that matter?
If
it's naya versus it.
Because Hezek Shenikah means I have to see the Maisa Hezek. I don't have to know if all the conditions were fulfilled. You know, I saw the Maisa Hezek. Were the conditions fulfilled? I'll check that out afterwards. I'll find out afterwards. Was there a Nichusa? Was there not a Nichusa? It doesn't have to be. The idea of Hezek Shenikah is not. We know there was a Nichusa, but Hezek Shenikah in a Torah is Potter because it's not called the Maisa Hezek if it's not visible. So back to the conditions were yes, fulfilled, that doesn't make the Hezek invisible. But here, it's like the Hezek is invisible because I don't know it's being a Pri is invisible. So if it's being a Pri is invisible, then that's called the Hezek Shen Nikah. That was Rav Chaim's, this word of Rav Chaim, it's totally in a Chakira. at the Adam talks about lagabe the gather of nichusa by klayim. Why do you need nichusa by klayim? Taisa brings a pasuk. Top Taisa brings a pasuk. Why are you trying to bring this pasuk? But what's the content of the pasuk? What does it mean? Why do you need nichusa by klayim? So some Rishonim have a lashon that the nichusa makes it kiilu he was zereya. Well, let me put it differently. The Chakir. What's the pshat in Nichusa? Is the pshat that the Nichusa asers, or it's at least the condition of the Issa, or is the pshat that if he has Das Lacher, that's a Matir? This is Rabbi Kreger and Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, Rabbi Kreger. It's in the new Shulchan Aruch. The old Shulchan Aruch, that's good, they don't have it. In the new Shulchan Aruch, I mean, not brand new, but new, some of the Shulchan Aruch that you use here, they're in the new Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Shabbos, by the halachos of Chazara and Shabbos, Kreger has an interesting discussion. Halacha is by Chazara, that if you take a pot off the blech, and you're only allowed to put it back on the blech if you can fill three tonight. It has to be oidah v'yodah, and it has to be warm, and it has to be daitu l'achse. If you took it off and it was aimed daitu l'achse, you can't put it back on. If the peg is done, if I took a pot off the fire, and it was not daitu l'achse, it was aimed daitu l'achse, so if the peg is done, but it's not my pot. It was somebody else's pot. It's not my chont. It's somebody else's chont. It's Bishiva's chont. So do I say, maybe you should say, we had over here the machlekes. If Adam oisa dovah shein shloi by misachak kafana melgabi tibus chaveri. So Taisus brings the machlekes in the Mishnah. But Meir says it's also, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon I think say, and we pass them like them. They know ain't Adam oisa dovah shein shloi. So Taisus asks, what do you mean? If I throw a chazer into your chont, it doesn't become also. Ain't Adam oisa dovah shein shloi. So Taisus means that no, it means an israel tali b'machshava. Yisurim that come through machshava. My machshava can't answer your thing. So the trick is down that maybe when I take chont off the fire, my machshava not to put it back can't answer your chont. So from there he has a discussion. What's the pshat in the daitel achzer? Is the pshat I need the daitel achzer for it to be mutter, or the ein daitel achzer asers? If I need the dait to lachser for it to be mutter, so what does it help? But it's not my chont. But nobody over here has a dait to lachser. But if the ain't dait to lachser asers, so my machshava not to be master can't aser your thing because ain't nobody said dovah shenish leiv machshava. So from there, Rabbi Kreger discusses klayim and misachak kafana misachak agabe tuvasa shel chaveri. He's very because Rabbi Kreger, but he gets into that. And this faces, and Rabbi Kreger adds a psalashim, a sechad varim, that by klayim, that the wanting to be oikir makes it that it's not klayim. If you want to be oikir, it's kilu that it's okir. It's not moving. The das to be oikir, if I remember what Rabbi Kreger is talking about. This faces, I'm telling you that I can't answer your. It's an interesting thing, but in Lignanenu, it's more than it is. The Taisus is a machlekes Yerushalayim. Yeah, Taisus in I forget what Taisus is, but I'm a sachach agave tvasa shul chaver. So Taisus, yes, as I said before. Rameir and Yosef say that it's mutter. Umar explains because Einam Yisrael Dovah Shenish Loi. Rameir says he could ask the Dovah Shenish Loi. Shimon and Yosef say no, you can't. And we pass him like that. Yosef says, what do you mean? If I put chazer into your chont, it becomes also. So Yosef says, no, Israel told you machshava. Here, since the Israel is created by a machshava, my machshava can't ask you your thing. The Rash, they're in Klayim, the Rash is chaylok on Yosef. The Rash says that's not the pshat in the Shimon and Yosef. It's not because my machshava can't ask you a thing. Rather, the reason for Rabbi Yosef of Shimon is because they hold that even though I own the Gefanim, but it's not enough to have an Ichus in the Gefanim, you need an Ichus in the Paris, in the Tvua too. You have to have an Ichus in both. So I may be the Bala Gefanim, but I'm not the Bala Tvua. So an Ichus in the Gefanim, it's the Klaim, the Kalacha. Since by Klaim you need Ichus, so I may hold it's enough to have an Ichus in the Gefanim. I mean, I told them that if you need Nechusa, if I see Klaim growing and I have somebody else's Klaim, and I have Nechusa, then I say, oh, I like Klaim. So that's nothing. That doesn't ask. That's you don't come out in my Isidova Shen Shalom. You need the Nechusa of the Bailim. A Nechusa of a strange person doesn't do anything. So Ramey holds the Nechusa of the Balakarim is enough. And Rabbi Yosef Shimon say, no, me bine Nechusa, you need the Nechusa of the Balakarim and the Balatua. Otherwise, it's not called the Nechusa. Taisus learns that the way. Taisus learns no. It's a general principle that ain't named Oysev Dovash and Elevi Machshav. So Rabbi Krager says, what's in the Kunis of Machlekes? So Rabbi Krager assumes. I mean, it's a little Rabbi Krager, and there's a lot going on. But Rabbi Krager assumes that they really all subscribe to the general idea that my Machshava can't ask your thing. You know, if you need the Machshava to create the Yisr, my Machshava can't ask your thing. But what they're arguing about is how to understand the Nichus of Klein. Taisus understood the way the Nichus of Klein works. Is that my machshava creates the yisur or it participates in the yisur? It's the condition of the yisur. So Tais is fine. My machshava can't ask your tour. That's what Shimon is saying. Ain't no ma'aser dovah shenish leh. My machshava can't ask your thing. The Rash understood. No, the way machshava works by klayim is that the machshava to be oiker is a matir. So if that's the case, then it has nothing to do with ain't no ma'aser dovah shenish leh. If I put Gefanim on your Tfuah, and I'm not playing to be accurate, like it has nothing to do with the principle of Einam Oysa Dovah Shein Shaloi. If it's a Machshava Materis, so the principle of Einam Oysa Dovah Shein Shaloi is irrelevant. If the Machshava creates the Yisr, so I have to, it's a Maisa Bailim. So if I'm not a Bailim to create an Isser in your thing with my Machshava. But if the Machshava to be Oiker, it just makes it that since I want to be Oiker, so it's not Klayim. So the principle, so what is it? That's not a Maisa Bailim. So then it works differently. Am I watching this up? So then he says, if the Balakarim is Masachach on the Tvua, and the Balakarim wants it, that means the Balakarim is not planning to be Oiker it. It was for sure I'm planning to be accurate. I mean, he's the Nisiki. He doesn't want to be accurate. So then it's not, so why is it mutter? It must be. I think it better. It's a machshava. The machshava to be oker makes it as if it's okra. Maybe Balat Tvua wants to be like. No, I'm not really sure what Craig is saying over there. Could I just? Okay, anyway, I think I'm just digging myself in a hole. I'm not quite sure all the things Rabbi Craig over there says. I'm going to have to take a look. Lin Yanenu, I do want to finish what I'm saying. Lin Yanenu, there is Be'etzim Chakira, what's the nature of the Chos of Eklayim? So Rabbi Craig is handling. He's plugging it into Taisus and the Rashi, I'm not so clear. But Be'etzim is handling the Chakira. Is the Pshat that the Machshava, that the Nichosism is the Machshava is Seres? Or is the pshat that if you want to be oikerit, so that's kilu it's okur, it's not a tarevis, and that's matter. If you learn that the machshava the Eicharit takes off the Yisakayim, then L'Chorid is a Pashat to answer to the Kasha that the Chayim is. Why by Chayim is it called Hezek Nikar? Because you see the Tarevis, even though you don't see the Nechusa. And by Sheretz, if you don't see the Hechsher, it's called, if you don't see the Hechsher, then it's called the Hezek She'enai Nikar. What's the difference in the Hechsher and the Nechusa? Yeah, the feet that side of the Greg is Chakir, it's Pashat the Malach. Hechsher about the Sibai Seres. Not that if the food is dry, that takes you off the tumor. Part of what creates the tumor is the hechsher. So if you don't see the hechsher, it's hezek she'enai nikar. Shenga by klayim, I see all the hechsher. There might be a matter that he wants to be accurate. That I don't see the absence of the matter, that doesn't make it a hezek she'enai nikar.
Okay, so
that's
the
Mishnah. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Okay. Okay, so this should be clear. What siman is it in? I'll send you what siman is in. It's interesting to see. It's not looking for what we're doing, but just interesting Rabbi Kvega to try and unravel what he's saying.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Hey, have an easy fast.
Thank you, Rabbi.